Yeah. Then it's plain. Okay. As soon as I close my eyes, I'm seeing that big green square again that I saw the other day. There it is. Now it's turned rose, that rose color, and it's floating right down over the top of me. I keep seeing bursts of green coming forth from it. I'm waiting now. It feels like Gabriel's energy again. Yea, it is I, Gabriel, and I come forth to you once again to speak the word. And the word I wish to speak of this day is called healing. For it is in our prior message of healing that I will extend this energy. It will go on further, for many more messages are yet to come. It is of the healing that I speak of now, of oneness from one of mankind and all creatures upon the earth, in oneness with the earth's harmony, and in oneness with spiritual harmony, and in universal harmony. This is cause and effect, and it is the basis of all that is created within the universes, as there are far greater universes than what we are speaking from this day. There is the intensity and the endlessness of not seeing a beginning or an ending of it. For there are many life forms from other planets, and it is ludicrous for mankind to think of themselves as the only creation, for there are many, and each one is dependent upon the other. As mankind, each one is dependent upon the responsibilities and love and respect of the other, so also is one planet dependent upon another planet, and so on, as one star that falls from the sky is not left unnoted. For in all perpetual harmony of these universes that I speak, if one is left undone and let go of and releases itself from the others, it creates an imbalance of this universal perfection. It is through this and these energies that I speak of that it is most imperative for mankind to look upon this earth as its living creature, and also to look upon all living creatures as co-inhabitants, and not as a predator, and not as game to be hunted, not as food, and not as fuel for fire. For every living thing upon this planet at this time is now living and endangered, and is endangered. It is even from the smallest blade of grass that grows within the lakes, and from the smallest creature that inhabits the oceans, and from the largest creatures that inhabits the continents. Each one is dependent upon the other in the spectrum of the cycles of the life cycles that are already predestined by the Creator. And it is indeed sad that mankind has affected the balance of their life cycles, and in their affecting of the life cycles of these living creatures, even though it is through mankind's own ignorance or ego, it has been done, and it must be undone, and it must be cultivated and cleansed, and what is left to save. For there will not be recompensation for the future. This will not happen. There will be obliviation of the living spectrums of cycles. The rejuvenation that had taken place in prior times will cease to exist. For through the pollution, it has lowered the life cycles and chromosomes and hormones of all living things. When it has reached a certain level, there will be no rejuvenation. What you term as endangered species is yourselves. I pray to thee that you will accept my gift to you this day, for I have implanted within your heart chakra and throat chakras a portion of the Akashic records. This will give you knowledge for prior times and future times, as you will collect information from prior civilizations and from future civilizations, if there are one. If they are one. God's blessing and reassurance, for I am with you. When he went out, he was talking about future civilization. If they are one. It sounds confusing, but what I felt was if they, mankind, are one with the universe, one with the planet, if they are one, if they are in harmony, there will be a civilization. If not, we're going to cease. Yeah. We're not going to rejuvenate. It's not going to be rejuvenated. That was, he didn't say it that way, but I absorbed that.